Romans chapter 8 and verse. Romans chapter 8 and verse. Amen. And we're going to read it together. As long as the Lord gives us the grace, this scripture I want you to not just read it and study it and meditate it. Let it be ingrained, because the things that God is going to do for you this year. I'm praying for someone that you have the faith to believe. Because you see, it's the same faith that you believe God for small things that you're going to use to believe God for what? Bigger things. And to the glory of God, I want to allude to a testimony of one of our sisters, Belista Emanuela. You see, when you have tried all, you went to the dentist, they did all they could, you have spent money, and sometimes some things may look simple. Oh, it's just a simple prayer. But believe me, brethren, what is behind that prayer is faith. And then you practically look for that problem and you could not find it again. Are we together, church? This God is still the same yesterday. He's still the same today. And he is still the same forever. All you and I need to do this year is to believe his word. And let's read that word together. One, two, go. For the earnest expectation of the waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Let me ask you again. Who is the creature waiting for to manifest? Some of us are getting it. We'll get there. I said, who is the creature waiting to see their manifestation? Amen. Because if you don't manifest, there are destinies that are tied to your destiny that will never rise. There are destinies that are tied to you that will never see the light of the gospel, that will never break through in life, that will never be able to rise. And so let me repeat again. For the earnest expectation of creature, wait for the manifestation of who? Holy Spirit, give us understanding this morning. Let the entrance of your word bring light, illumination, revelation, and understanding in the name of Jesus. Speak to our hearts, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Seasons of manifestation. To everything, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. To everything there is a... and a time to every purpose under the heaven. And I remember last Sunday telling us about the man who was the forerunner of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's who? John the Baptist. Amen. And this John, the Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 80, he was in the wilderness until when? Until the day of his appearing. He grew, waxed strong in the spirit, and was in the desert. He was in the wilderness. He was in training until the day of his manifestation, until the day of his showing, until the day of his revealing. I'm still praying for someone that this year, God will showcase you. Amen. I said, the Lord will showcase you. I said, the Lord will showcase you. John was given the mandate to proclaim the coming of Jesus. He was given the mandate to be the voice of one that cried. It says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. While you are repenting, take note that there is one coming after me whose latchets, whose shoelaces I'm not worthy to unloose. Everything that you see me do, there is still one coming after me that is, I'm baptizing you right now with water. But the one who is coming is the one that will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, with power. Seasons of manifestation. And last Sunday, we talked about the fact that there are certain essential principles. Principles are guiding factors, correct? In life, everybody must have a principle that they are following. And for us as believers, the Word of God is our guiding factor. And church, let me rephrase again. I've said this over and over. The Word of God contains principles. Amen. Promises and prophecies. Please, write it down. The Word of God contains principles. Principles to follow. For example, if you would diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do, according as his word has said, that all these blessings shall come to you. Principles. Give and it shall be given unto. The Bible did not say when it's time to give, begin to pray. Are we together? Principles are powerful, church. Principles to follow. Amen. Promises to hold on to. The Bible says, you will be the head and not the. You will be on top and never above only and never beneath. Hallelujah. Prophecies to believe. I'm praying for someone again that this year the Holy Spirit will give you understanding. Amen. And so we said there are certain essential principles you want to manifest, because promises of God are not self-fulfilling. And I said the first essential principle is the mystery of what? Praise, worship, and the mystery of praise, worship, and if he has said it, he is the one that will do it in whose time? Your time? That's why he says to everything there is a season. Peter and all the disciples, they have toiled all night. But when Jesus showed up, a new season came on them, and every night of drought disappeared because they encountered a net-breaking breakthrough. Are we together? When Jesus shows up in the life of a man, a new season has come. Praise God. And so when you praise him, even through the challenges, you praise him through the odds, you praise him through the difficulties, God is not a man. That season, darkness may last all the night, but what does the Bible say? We always come in the church. I'm speaking from my heart this morning. The morning has nothing to do with day and night. A man can be in the day, yet it is night time. Because the challenges and issues of life will put them in darkness. But when you know what the word says, I will sing and I will praise, even in my darkest night, through the sorrow and the pain, I will sing. I will pray. I lift my hands to honor you, because your word is true. When you know his word is true, praise him, worship him, give him thanks, even for what you cannot see. Because by faith we understand the words were framed by whose word? His word. Number two, we say it's the mystery of prayer with the mystery of prayer with Saul.
of Tarsus, who became Paul, when he encountered God, the Bible says for 3 days, this Saul did not have his sight. And what was he doing? He was praying. And for those 3 days, he was also fasting because there was no food. He was not thinking about food. You see, prayer with fasting, we unlock certain mysteries that heaven will be compelled to visit you. Praise God. Still remember the story of Paul and Silas, where in the prison, they pray, they sang, they combined the first two. They prayed and they sang, and all prisoners, other prisoners, heard them. And so when their manifestation showed up, everybody saw it. I'm praying for someone again. Your testimony will become a public knowledge. Amen. If there are things that God has done for you and you are still hiding, it's not big enough. Praise God. Let's continue. And so number three, is what I will call, you need to engage the ministry of the word. Tell your neighbor, engage the ministry of the word. Of the word. Now, when we talk about the ministry of the word, we're talking about the logos. Amen. Because it is in the letter. It is the letter that the Spirit will breathe upon that will become life. Ideas, beloved, they are in the scripture. Innovations, amen. Knowledge, they are where? In the scripture. When the king said, if you don't tell me my dream and the interpretation, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to destroy. A man in their own wisdom and knowledge and understanding, would they be able to know the mind of someone else? But when you seek to know the mind of God, the Bible says, then the secret was revealed to Daniel. Amen. When you go back to the word, that's why the disciples, Acts chapter 6 and verse 4, Acts chapter 6 and verse 4, he says, we are not going to sit down and serve tables, but we're going to give ourselves to what? To prayer. And there is the ministry of the word. Let's break it down. When we talk about the word of God, Romans 10:17. Faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing what? What you hear is important. When we talk about the ministry of the word, we're not saying that the medical report or the letter from the government is not real. But I have another word that is the word of the Lord. Amen. Faith comes by hearing. What you are hearing must be the word of the Lord over that situation. Because when that faith comes, you hear it. You did not just hear the word. You what? You read it. You study it. And then you begin to what? Meditate. What has the word said that is contrary to what the word said? Amen. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law must not what? From. But you shall meditate. Before you begin to meditate, you must have read it, correct? And when the word, when the Bible said the word became flesh and dwelt among us, when the word is in you, when you engage the ministry of the word, when the word is in you, the word cannot dominate you. I repeat again, when the word is in you, the word will never be able to dominate you. Principles, essential principles for manifestation. When You know what the world says. The world may try to convince you otherwise. But I've said this before, church. If you are the one that God gave the word, you know what God says. Can somebody else convince you otherwise? When you give yourself to the ministry of the word, it's a study to show yourself approved. Unto who? Unto who? Unto God. 2 Timothy 3:16. Can also write down Colossians 3:16. Brethren, the ministry of the word is important. The ministry of the word is important. Psalm 1 from verse 1 to verse 3. Psalm 1 from verse 1. Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But that man's delight, that man's joy, that man's what gets you going, what triggers you, is where? It's in the law of the Lord. And in that law, in that word, you meditate. When? Look at verse 3. When you meditate on something day and night, the Bible is saying the resultant effect will be your manifestation, because you will now be like a tree planted. You will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in its. Someone's season of fruitfulness has come. He says, your leaves will never wither, and whatsoever you do shall prosper. Essential principles for manifestation. Engage the ministry of the word. He says, your word I have treasured above everything else. Your word I have stored. Psalm 119, I believe from verse 10, 11. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to his word. He says, with my whole heart, I have sought thee. Oh, let me not derail. Don't let me wander. Don't let me go astray. Don't let me go away from your commandment. Your word I have stored, hidden, treasured in my heart. When the word is in you, oh yes, you will look at situation and circumstances. You look at challenges. And you say, it is written. And what is written? No man can change it. Because our God is the unchangeable changer. He changes times and seasons, but he abides unchangeable. And so if he has given you a word, I said promises are for you to what? Hello, church. Promises are for you to what? To hold on to. It's not your word. So then why will I even trouble myself? I need to depend on the integrity of the one who gave me the word. If the Lord says, I brought you to this land to settle you, it is his word. And he's the one that will bring it to pass. How? Don't ask me. Because I know his word is ever faithful. His word never falls to the ground. Hallelujah. Essential principles for manifestation. You need to engage the ministry of the word. Beloved, I'd like to challenge someone this year. Locate the promises of God for you in 2026. Locate them where? In the scripture. John 5:39. Search the scripture. Search it. It is the scripture that testify of me, that tells you what are the promises that you need to hold on to. And when you search it, what should you do? Declare it. Psalm 107 verse 2. Let the redeem of the Lord. Wish so? Think so? Do what? Say it. In the law, you meditate day and night. And what you meditate, by the time you begin to give it life. By the time you begin to speak it into existence, heaven will back you up. Essential principles for manifestation. Started from last Sunday. And the first one we said is the what? The mystery of praise, worship, and number two, the mystery of prayer with. Number three, you need to engage the ministry of the. There is the Word of God incarnate, but there is the Logos of God. The Word of God, the Son of the Living God, dwells where? In us, correct? Through the Holy Ghost. And when you now give yourself to the Word, it is the Spirit of God that will bring the mind of God to us. That's why the fourth principle is for you to engage the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Please write it down. Engage the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We're talking about the year of the manifestation of the sons of God. What are some of those principles you need to engage? The fourth one is you must engage the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In John chapter 14 and verse 26. John 14 and 26. Thank you, Lord. John 14 and verse 26. The Bible says, "But the Comforter, which is the..." Which is the... Who will send it? The Father. Whom the Father will send. In whose name? He shall teach you how many things? The little things. The medium one. All things. And he will bring everything to what? To your remembrance. How will he bring it to your remembrance? The things that you have studied from the world. The things that you have searched and you have discovered. The Holy Ghost will bring it to your remembrance. And you will be able to continue to stand on that word. You need to engage the ministry of the Holy Ghost. You see, when Jesus promised the disciples, "I'm going to the Father." Amen. He says, wait for that promise. Hallelujah. The book of John chapter 16, verse 13. John 16, 13. It says, wait, wait. If it's not important, the Lord will not ask you to wait. Amen. Praise God. How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come? He will guide you into all things. Because he's not going to speak of self. It will speak of the things that you have here. Now, do you see what you hear is important? Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 8, I believe it's verse 14. But as many that as are led by who? By who? Beloved, you want your manifestation to appear this year. You must be led by Spirit. I told us about Jesus in the book of Luke chapter 4. The Bible says Jesus, after his water baptism, he was led into the wilderness. Hello? To be tempted of the devil. He was led. He was not led into a private resort. Hallelujah. He was not led into a place of comfort. He was led into the wilderness to go and fast and pray for how many days? And even though he was led there, guess who showed up? And so some of us say, "God, but you are the one who is leading me. Why am I seeing all of this?" Welcome to the club. Because if there is nothing going for you, the devil will not bother about you, church. It does not. You don't see nations of the world, great nations, waste their arsenal on an opponent that they know they can take anytime. And so when you see the devil battling for the soul of your destiny, know that there is something glorious. Amen. The ministry of the Holy Ghost. Tempted 40 days and 40 nights. In the book of Acts chapter 13, from verse 1 to verse 3, Paul and Barnabas. The Bible says there were certain prophets, teachers, and there were certain people. Barnabas, Simeon, that was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manin, and you know, they were brought up with Herod the Tetrarch. And who? And Saul. Amen. Next verse. While they were doing something, as they ministered to the Lord and did what? And fasted. Who spoke? The Holy Ghost said. What is the Holy Ghost saying to you this year? Separate to me, Barnabas and Saul. I have a special assignment for them. Brethren, there is a special place for each and every one of us in 2026. Let the Holy Ghost speak. Because when you find your place in Him, over the weekend, I just came back last night. I was in Saskatoon for a prayer retreat. And I believe it was a Continental Overseer that made an analogy. You know, when God visited the children of Israel in Egypt, and He was ready to take all of them, I told us the promises of God were twofold. The promise of deliverance and then divine settlement in the promised land. But can they be settled in the promised land if they are not delivered? And so He used an analogy. He said, when God was now taking them, see, I'm the one that bears you on my wings. When there is an evacuation, you know, like a mass evacuation, do they begin to check you? Have you paid your tithe and offering? Did you do your quiet time today? Hello, church. His mercy will prevail, and everybody will first of all be what? Evacuated. I'm praying for someone this year. The God of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, by the power that is in the name of Jesus, this year, everything that has to do with your manifestation, may God carry you there. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We're not talking about what you need to do and not to do. We're talking about the place you need to be. Where is that place? The place where the evacuation will take place. When you stay in Christ, we can have our struggles, our difficulties that we are still trusting God to walk on. But when you stay in Him, He's the one that will bear you. Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the living God. Oh, yes. I want you to understand that the Holy Ghost has a ministry. We're going to talk about that sometimes in the course of the year. It's the person of the Holy Spirit, the personality of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Spirit, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. But there is also the empowerment of the Spirit. This year, church, let me encourage us. Engage the ministry of the Spirit. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Acts chapter 1.
And verse 8, the promise of the Father. He says, you will receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And that power will now make you to become a witness. Church, I've said this. A witness is somebody who is not a second-hand information receiver. Someone that actually saw and witnessed an act, an action, an event. By the things that the Lord will do in your life this year, you will become a witness. Now, I'm using the word the witness. I'm not saying somebody that goes, that are different. I'm saying by the things that God will do, you yourself will know that of a truth, God is the God in heaven that doeth as he pleases him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you will become a witness. He said, first of all, where? Where is your Jerusalem? Everybody's Jerusalem starts with their own family. In your Jerusalem, to your Judea, your Samaria, and to the other. You cannot manifest to the world if you are not manifesting, first of all, to yourself, to your household, to the circle of your influence, and to uttermost part, wherever God has taken you to. Hallelujah. I'm going to give us one more because we need to pray. The rest, in the course of the year, we'll be talking about a few other things. The ministry of the Holy Ghost. God promised them the promise of the Father is to release the Spirit. But in Acts chapter 2 and from verse 1, and when the day, when the manifestation arrives, what did they receive? Cloven tongues like as of fire sat upon how many of them? As a group? Hello, church. As a group? Individually. And so this year, I repeat again, individually, the Lord will cause you to manifest. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let me give us one more. Number 5. Essential principles. A life of holiness. A life of holiness. Every time I look at the story of Job, in Job chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says there is a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. This man was perfect and upright. One that feared God and eschewed evil. The Bible does not make mistakes. If this man has, now the Bible says he was perfect, does it mean that based on human understanding, he has everything going for him? Look at verse 5. A life of holiness. Verse 5 says, even this man, his own children, on a daily basis, even though they gather to, he will do what? He will make offering and sacrifice to God for them. He said, peradventure, they might have said something that they should not have said in their hearts. Go down to verse 8. But the Bible says, it was because of his holiness, a life of holiness, that God told Satan, have you not considered Job my servant? There is none like him. A what? Who is speaking here, church? And what was the testimony of God about Job? A man that is perfect and upright. Perfect and upright. Manifestation.
when you live a life of holiness. I'm sure we know the reason why Job was tried. God was just boasting about him. But at the end of the day, what happened to Job? The Bible says the Lord restored to Job what he lost. Is it what he lost? How much? Double. Double. Job, I believe it's 42 now. Double of what he lost, chapter 42. God restore after he has prayed for his friend. Double of what he lost. There is a God who redeemed time and season. For someone, the seasons that has been lost, there is a spirit, I repeat, that eats years. They are called locust, cankerworm, palmerworm, and caterpillar. It says all the years that they have eaten in your life, may my God restore. Amen. Let's rise up. Beloved, your manifestation this season is guaranteed. But I said the impact and the longevity depends on your preparation. We'll talk about that next Sunday. We'll talk about the season of preparation next Sunday. But the truth is this, are you ready to start the journey of 2026 with Christ? John chapter 3 and verse 5, talking about Nicodemus. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. Said, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter. I would like to give someone an opportunity. If you are here and you have not given your life to Christ, please, while all eyes are closed, I'd like to pray with you. Because that is the beginning. That's the beginning. That's the beginning. I want you to start right. And for someone, you might have given your life to Christ, but things have happened along the way. You want to rededicate your life. Please raise up your hand. I'd like to pray with you. Because we're talking about the matter of your destiny. I don't want 2026 to be like any other year. You must start right. And starting right means you must start with God. Because God wants to showcase his glory in your life. Thank you, Lord. Church, I'd like us to pray. Let's go back to our text. Romans chapter 8 and verse 19. Give it to us in NIV. For the earnest expectation of creature, wait for the manifestation of the sons of God. You see, for the creation waits in eager expectation. For who to be revealed? Hello, church. For children of God to be revealed. You know, when God wants to showcase somebody, he's the one that we orchestrate events. When God gave Joseph a dream of greatness. Amen. Did God not speak? All the things that he passed through, when he was going through it, did he not remember what God said? But during those periods, does he appear as though God spoke? And what God spoke, does it make sense that he's passing through all of that? What he did not know is that God was preparing him. But the Bible says a night came that God says the season of manifestation has arrived. And I am going to give the one that can help you, that matters. I'm going to give that person a dream. If Joseph did not continue to stand on the word, if he had messed up with Potiphar's wife, do you know the highest he will ever become is assistant Potiphar? I'd like you to go ahead and pray. The creation is waiting for who? Manifestation of who? Of you. 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 You put your name. Whether it is in your career, you are an academician, you are a student, you are in the medical field, a doctor, a nurse, a lawyer. We're not talking of the things you do in church alone. The world is waiting for you to come up with an idea that will revolutionize the world. The world is waiting for you to speak, and people will sit down and listen. That where is this word coming from? When you tap into the depth of the spirit, oh, and the spirit of wisdom comes upon you, and you open your mouth, the world will. Do you know there are people who are millionaires today by just speaking? Please go ahead and pray. The endless expectation of creature, they are waiting for your manifestation. That manifestation is not only in church, in your career, in your professional field. If you go on vacation, after a month you came back and they did not miss you, start to look for another job. The endless expectation of creature, they are waiting for your manifestation. Anteli mekadabo shali brada balekete mush, embroshe ketendeli ne mekete balaga balaga bush, maratanda gete nikedosh, rabade kete mene kete berie kete bo, ashabratanda likate kebosh. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Please, I would like you to pray. One more prayer point before I pray. Principles are guiding factors. And I've said this, there are times in which you have done all you could. Your resume is correct. All your skills, all your training. Yet, nothing happens. The difference is the season. Because when Jesus showed up for that man at the pool of Bethesda after 38 years, his season changed. But what you need to do is what I'm saying you must continue to do. That's why Job says, all the days of my appointed time, I will continue to do what? Wait! Stand in the place of worship, praise, and thanksgiving. Continue to stand in the place of prayer with fasting. Continue to stand in the word. Meditate on the word. Study the word. Let it be engraved on the tablet of your heart. Continue to stand. Having done all, to stand. Engage the ministry of the Holy Ghost. And when it shows up, nothing can hinder your manifestation. Please, I would like you to pray. And say, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the grace to live a holy life, the grace to give myself to the world, the grace to rely on the Holy Spirit, release unto me. And let my manifestation appear. How will it appear? Suddenly. Go ahead and pray. The grace to stay with you. To stay with the world. When it is convenient. When it is not convenient. The grace to believe. To hope against hope. Shkabala negada brantele negada bush. Imbrekete nekelekete brekete nekete mosotondorie. Imbra shadaba la neskelebo shadaba rakataba tekete me neketebo. Give me that grace as I begin the journey of 2026. I receive grace to stay with the word. I receive grace to stay with your spirit, to abide in you. Grace to live a holy and consecrated life. The grace to praise through the pain, to praise through the hurt, to praise through the challenges. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Father, in Jesus' name, we want to say thank you for the beginning of this year. Thank you for great, precious promises that we have received from you. I want to thank you, oh God, for how far you have led us. Thank you for how far you have taken us as we begin this year. We surrender all. We lay down all at the altar of sacrifice. Oh, yes, Lord, let your fire purify us. Let your fire purge us. Let your fire cleanse us. Let your fire mold us. Let your fire refine us. Let your fire reshape us, that we may come out as gold. When the Lord shall build up Zion, Zion will appear in glory. I am praying for every member of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Bethel Assembly. Lord, I ask, as we begin this year, carry us. Oh, carry us. Carry us. On your wings, carry us. Through the thick and the thin, carry us. As we give ourselves to prayer, to the study of your word, as we give ourselves to meditation on your word, as we give ourselves to living a life of holiness, Father, let our life become a showcase for the world to see. Every one of us this year, I decree and I declare, you will manifest. In your career, you will manifest. In your finances, you will manifest. In your family life, you will manifest. In your business, you will manifest. For someone, as a voice for the kingdom, the Lord will give you a voice that the world must listen to. Receive that grace. I'm praying for someone. There is an hunger, there is a longing in your spirit. There is a spirit in man, but it is the inspiration of the God that gives understanding. I'm praying for that person. Receive grace. Amen. To wait on the Lord for your season. To wait on the Lord for your season. So that you will not abort your manifestation. Receive that grace. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. As we go in the journey of this year, order the steps. Lead us. Teach us. Guide us. And give us testimony. In Jesus' name, we are praying. And amen. Go ahead and celebrate Jesus. The Lord bless you. You can have your seats. Before I take my seat, I just have one or two announcements, and then Pastor Rose will come and close the service for us. One of the things that the Lord asked us to do this year, and we're going to pray more and more this year, more than ever before. And the Lord, that was what the Lord reminded me earlier. At the beginning of this year, the Lord said, he has entered into a covenant of life with us. Amen. Covenant of divine preservation and protection. But the Lord said that every time we are praying and we are asking him for life protection, don't miss out your loved ones. Because if anything happens to your loved ones, will it not impact you? That's why the Lord is saying this year, make sure every of your prayer includes coverage for your family, for your loved ones. Because he, Psalm 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide where? Where you are, when your loved ones are there, no evil, no danger, no calamity, no affliction will come near them. Please, take note of this. Throughout this year, pray for your loved ones. And I'm praying that by the power that is in the name of Jesus, for someone, every trend of negative news in your family, an end has come to it now. Amen. By the power that is in the name of Jesus, thus far, the devil have you come no more. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And the second one is that this year, our Father and the Lord told us we are going to fast. But let me tell you, it's only
30 days. Praise the Lord. It is only how many days? But I want you to make that 30 days, make it count. From February the 1st to March 2nd. So you still have all the time to eat all you can and load up. Because those 30 days, I don't know how we're going to do it, but the Holy Spirit will guide us. We're going to pray. Amen. So let me prepare your mind right now that you are going to what? Fast and pray. And when you do that, what will happen? How will that manifestation appear? Suddenly, they will, that sister, she's now with twins. Suddenly, that brother, he has the key to his own house. Suddenly, that sister is now a graduate. Is now a Canadian. That shall be your testimony. Go ahead and celebrate Jesus.